Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you uncomfortable? That's kind of a strange way to start a sermon, isn't it? But it's important that you're uncomfortable tonight. It's important because God's word would say to us that if you're not uncomfortable, I don't have any news for you. If you're not uncomfortable of knowing that you need a Savior, I don't have any news for you. If you're not uncomfortable of feeling the guilt of sin and the weight of sin in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives, I don't have any good news for you. You see, the first beginning of being comforted is being uncomfortable. The first beginning of the wonderful comfort and good news of Jesus coming, falling like a winter snow, is knowing that we need him. Now, it makes sense. It's just like you just finished Thanksgiving dinner, and you had all the fixings that are there, and then they say, "Would you like a nice warm bowl of soup?" Of course not. You're full. There's no comfort in a nice warm bowl of soup unless you're really hungry and you're really cold, and it's comforting to come in and to receive that nice bowl of soup. Same thing with a blanket, or sometimes we call it a comforter. Unless you're cold, like it's been, and you really want to warm up, it really doesn't help out when it's 80 degrees outside. You don't want a comforter, do you? The same thing with the birth of a baby. Nobody has to comfort a family that's been waiting for a baby to be born when the baby is healthy and everything is going well. But if there is trouble, and if the baby is stillborn or miscarried, there's great comfort that is needed. You understand, it's important that there begins with this uncomfortableness, this knowing that we don't quite have what it is that we need. And we have to have that before we can really have the one who truly brings comfort. Not a teddy bear, not a blanket, not a pacifier, but Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who comes to comfort us and to bring us great comfort. It's the hardest to comfort people when everything's going great. It's hardest to speak about Jesus and the need for Jesus when everybody is feeling like everything is going great. It's so much easier, and it's so much more of a reception when people are looking for some help. Please help me, and we can talk to them about Jesus. And so someone has said that a pastor's task really is twofold. There's two things that a pastor needs to do. The first thing that he needs to do is to trouble the comfortable sinner, to remind those who are comfortable that it's not what we're thinking that it is, that the situation really is, without Jesus, quite uncomfortable. And then once the person is uncomfortable and once the person knows that they need some help, oh, wonderful. That's the time that we can bring the good news about Jesus and help people to know about Jesus as their Lord and Savior. When Isaiah writes, and he's talking about this Savior who is going to be coming, he says, "Comfort, comfort these my people. Speak tenderly and tell them that their warfare is over and their hard work is done," and so on. But Isaiah at that time was speaking to people who were pretty comfortable. They weren't listening to that message, and so the message kind of went in one ear and out the other and really didn't make any sense. Same thing in John the Baptizer's time. As Jesus is born and John the Baptizer is preparing the way, he's speaking to people that are pretty comfortable in their life. And so John the Baptizer comes and says, "Repent, change your life. Realize what your life is. You're moving away from God, and so repent and turn around and come back to God." John the Baptizer needed to preach that baptism of repentance first before there could be any comfort for the people to hear of Jesus. Man, it's easy to be the Pharisee, isn't it? You remember the parable that Jesus told, or the story that Jesus told about the Pharisee and the tax collector? The Pharisee who says, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like other people." Man, it's easy to compare ourselves to other people and to think that we really don't need quite as much of Jesus as maybe some others do. How we do those kinds of things that make us look better than others. But Jesus said it was the one who was uncomfortable. It was the tax collector. It was the one who said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Uncomfortable because of his sins. And Jesus says, he's the one that went home justified. He's the one that went home who was blessed. The same for you and for me. If we don't recognize our sinfulness and our need for a Savior, if we're not uncomfortable with our lives and knowing that God would have us to live differently than that, there's no good news. There's no comfort for us then. Story is told of a Roman Catholic priest, and he ran a home called the Covenant House. It was in New York City. That Covenant House was for runaway and abused children. And he said, this is Bruce Ritter, the father Bruce Ritter. He said, 4 a.m. one morning, he got a telephone call. And the telephone call was from a little 16-year-old girl. And she said, "Father, can you make me 11 years old again?" She had made so many mistakes, living in drug addiction, living in prostitution, living in gangs, living in all kinds of bad choices that she had made. "Father, please make me 11 years old again so that I can change my life and do things differently." She was truly uncomfortable. Now, of course, Father Ritter could not bring her back. There's no way of changing the time to come back again, but he could talk to her about the present time. He could talk to her about being rescued from that kind of a lifestyle from then and living something different in the future. He could talk to her about repentance and the great comfort that comes of knowing Jesus and a new life that can come as a result of knowing Jesus. Comfort, comfort these my people. Speak tenderly to them. You know, this poor young lady probably thought that people would judge her. People would probably speak harshly at her. "You made your bed, just lay in it. You've chosen that way. You just can suffer for that." That's not what Jesus says. God's word comes to us and says, speak tenderly to those who are uncomfortable because of their sins. Speak tenderly to those who recognize that they need a Savior, Jesus. Speak tenderly and tell them three things. Speak tenderly and say, "Their hard service has ended. Trying so hard to please God, trying so hard to do things right, trying so hard and realizing that that hard service, there's nothing that we can do on our own about that." Tell her that her hard service is ended. Tell her that her sin is paid for. Jesus has done it. Jesus has paid for all of the sins that have been committed and the uncomfortableness that that brings into our lives, that their sins have been forgiven. And tell them the good news, that they have received from the Lord's hand double. Oh, wait a minute. Is that good news? A lot of times when the Bible talks about the hand of God, it's to smack them. It's to punish them. The hand of God oftentimes in the Old Testament and in the Scriptures is a scary thing. But listen to the comfort. Tell them that they will receive from the Lord's hand double blessings. Forgiveness of sins. Eternal life. This is what God graciously gives. This is why Jesus came into the world. This is why Jesus is our Savior, to bring us comfort, comfort. He brings us comfort, not just so that we can live our lives in comfort and put our feet up, but he calls us, as we are comforted, to be comforters. We are uncomfortable comforters, knowing that because of our sin, we need a Savior Jesus, but then knowing that we have a Savior Jesus and we can share it with others. As the little gal said in the children's message, even for the bad guys, that those who don't know Jesus, those who are living their lives contrary to what God would have for them and what we would want for them, we can comfort them and we can share with them all about Jesus. Jesus, the confession of our sins and the forgiveness of our sins, and this comfort that Jesus brings, this repentance that God works in our lives, and for the young 16-year-old girl, that there is an opportunity and always an opportunity to change the life and to live under God's blessings and in His blessing. So Peter will write, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." Uncomfortable? Well, I hope so, recognizing our sins, but I hope that you're comforted knowing that having recognized our sins, having confessed our sins, having received the forgiveness and the absolution that Jesus gives to us, we are now comforted so that we can bring that comforting message of Jesus to others. May God bless us as we do that each and every day in all the opportunities that we have, not just in church, but everywhere that we are. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Now may that peace of God that passes all our understanding focus our hearts and our eyes and our minds on Jesus Christ all the way to life everlasting. Amen.